This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whether I, Doug Steffen, should start this program by my thoughtful singing of some very popular song. Let's take a vote. What do you say, Jennifer? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
So you're singing, of course, always a thumbs up, Doug.
Really? So look at that.
Doug, she's so much nicer than I am. I'm hilarious, is what I am.
That's right. All right, so Victoria, thumbs up or thumbs down?
To your singing?
No.
Like I said, my answer, I will keep my answer. Jen is a lot nicer than I.
Thumbs down. Really? Just say it. Thumbs down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think we got a tie here, Carrie. You going to break the tie?
Yeah, sure. Thumbs down. No problem.
Oh, my heavens.
Just wait, Carrie. Right. We've got throwback Thursday later, so just wait.
That's right.
We're going to be singing again.
We will sing our hearts out. Thursday, the 25th of April. Hi to Joe Iannella, who's listening to the Good Day, the conversation on the, here I am with Good Day again. I've been on to that Good Day thing a lot this week for whatever the reason. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria with Jennifer leading off. Hello, Jennifer again. Hello,
what
Jennifer.
You know?
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. It's, yes. Hello.
All right.
Okay. What are we all doing here?
We're having a good time. We're starting the day off right.
Another guy that is having a good time is Joe Biden, who finally made his announcement. I say finally because he's been promising to make an announcement since the first week of January.
Well, you know why it didn't work, at least the most recent information, last week. Last week when the announcement first was made that he was going to make his announcement a couple of days ago, he had been in a studio recording his remarks about going to run for president. And apparently it was so bad that's why they said you can't use this. His advisors said you can't. Apparently he had some fluffs in whatever. It was a typical Joe Biden thing. You know, he made a few comments that he shouldn't have made, and then nobody caught it. So anyway, that was what I heard was the reason for him pulling back for a couple of days.
A lot of stories. So he said that he was going to jump in or out in January and decide. Then he moved that to February. Then February became March. And then the rumor was that he was worried about fundraising, that he just didn't have enough to compete with some of the big fundraisers like Bernie Sanders, who until today was the front runner of all the declared candidates. And so I think he was trying to work on that. Then he was allegedly going to jump in with the vice president. That didn't happen. This morning, just a few moments ago, after months of going back and forth, and of course those allegations, I think he was going to announce at the beginning of this month after the first fundraising quarter, but then those allegations of inappropriate touching came out, so he waited a little while. It was one thing after another. So now after those 4 months of going back and forth, Vice President Joe Biden, former Vice President, said on Thursday that he has made his decision to run for president for a third time, and he made the announcement via a campaign video, as you alluded to, Dougie, that was released just a few moments ago. He's also going to attend a fundraiser in Philadelphia today. That'll happen this afternoon. Then on Monday, he'll hold his first official campaign event in Pittsburgh, followed by a swing through some of the early voting states like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina in the coming weeks. Now, Biden, if you're keeping track, is 76 years old. He enters the very crowded Democratic primary field. I believe he is candidate number 21, if I'm not mistaken, of officially declared candidates. And most see him as the presumptive front runner, sitting atop most of the recent polls, although there has been a lot of energy behind Bernie Sanders, and in some states like New Hampshire and in some progressive polls, Bernie is leading the pack by a lot.
Well, but he stuck his foot in his mouth the other night at Harvard, so he's not this in Massachusetts.
Who, Bernie did?
Oh, my God.
Right, what did he say?
He was asked by a Harvard student There's some video and audio of this around somewhere, Carrie, if you can find it. Be interesting to hear.
It was at the CNN town hall on Monday.
That's right, too, yeah. CNN town hall. But wasn't that at Harvard? I thought it was at Harvard. It was at Harvard.
I don't know where they were. They probably was. Yeah, yeah, certainly. I don't know where it was. But
so
it was
a Harvard young woman got up and said, asked him, well, she made a statement first about him wanting to have everybody vote. And then she looked at him and poignantly said, does that include the Boston bomber, the marathon bomber?
And oh, he, right, the voting thing, yeah.
Yeah,
and he sort of, he kind of hemmed and hawed and flummed a bum and finally said, yes, I think everybody should vote. And that cost him with that crowd. And it's been on, you know, videos played 100 times since then. I don't watch the news and I even saw it. So he did not do himself any favors with that.
Well, with some people.
Crowd.
And some people believe that. I thought the most crazy thing is that after that, they asked the same question to Kamala Harris, the senator from California who's running.
When they
asked her the question, she said, oh, that's definitely a conversation we'll have to have. And she took a ton of heat because she's a former prosecutor. And in the last couple of days, she's been walking that back quite a bit. So.
Yeah.
And actually, it's funny because I saw that Pete Buttigieg actually said the opposite.
He just said no.
Right away. No. Yeah. If you're a criminal, that's it. So he seemed to actually gain a little bit from maybe the more moderates.
Around
in the
here,
party.
He did. Yeah, around here, he did. Massachusetts, I'm talking about.
I think across the country, he probably gained a little bit on Bernie and Kamala Harris.
I'll
What's
tell you
interesting,
something.
If you look at the polls, the only two people that have been going upward since January are Bernie and Buttigieg. Everybody else has been kind of on a downward trajectory. Now, they may have been losing a point or two, but they're still, even Joe Biden has got his trend going down. The only ones trending upwards are Bernie and Pete.
Yeah, I see Buttigieg as someone who is going to have he does have an upward projector. I think people think he's a little young
now.
He's
my favorite of all of them right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, you could have all of them. He'd be the one. I don't think that he's ready yet, but I think he's a rising star.
Yeah,
I think he's someone who's, I saw him just recently, I watched it's an older interview from a month or so ago, and I saw him on Ellen, and he was just so impressive with his demeanor,
his
thoughtfulness with his answers, his moderate, he's very moderate.
He's not a complicated guy. I don't see
You know,
him.
The funny thing
he's
is,
he's very intelligent, though. He's got a great military record. He has such an interesting background. I think he's a rising star in the future.
I agree with you.
The thing that is sort of scary, not scary, but in a way that should scare conservatives or Republican voters, is that he presents himself to be moderate. But if you really listen to what his campaign, one of the criticisms is that he hasn't released a lot of campaign, that he hasn't released a lot of platform points yet, what he's going to really stand for. But other than the comment about felons voting, if you listen to everything else is pretty left-leaning. But he presents a lot like Obama did, where Obama seemed to be very moderate, and he talked with kind of this flowery tone, yet you still got a pretty far left-leaning candidate. That to me is frightening because he delivers it well, but yet it's still that far left stuff that Republicans don't like.
But
and
I don't think
scare them because that makes him a strong candidate.
But I don't think that he's for free college and not to the Bernie level. I think
a lot of the social stuff, late term abortions, a lot of the stuff that I think there's a lot of pushback, at least on the moderate to conservative to right leaning side that people wouldn't like about Mayor Pete.
I think he does come across as pretty moderate compared to like the AOC crowd.
Yeah,
sure.
No.
AOC
he comes
crowd,
across
even Kamala
that way.
Harris.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, but there is still
but
a lot of.
Why would you say it scares you? That's an interesting
Because I think a lot of people, and this is where Victoria pulled her hair out, and Kara go, she's nuts. But Obama, I think, shellacked a lot of people, sort of. Like, he came across because he was a great speaker, and because he could deliver a lot of things, and he would say a lot of things in language that maybe people didn't even understand, because he'd talk, and he'd be flowery, and he'd give this great speech, and people would be like, yes, I want more of that. And then what they got was a lot of really kind of far-left globalist policies, and I don't think they realized that he was telling them all along what he was going to do. But I don't know how much people resonated because they were more sucked in by his speaking and the fact that he was a great orator. Yeah.
Let me play the devil's advocate here. When Trump was running, he seemed to be, his position seemed to be quite moderate until the actual fact and the influence of Pence got in there so that he could get the right-wing base of the party to vote for him. He wasn't seen by a lot of people at the beginning. He was a New Yorker and, you know, kind of a liberal.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, he wasn't even a Republican
a
until
Democrat.
Recently. And yeah,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
And that's so how, that's, yeah, exactly.
Right.
I totally agree
but
with that.
But
you know
thought.
What? I'd actually disagree with you guys on the fact that he's running
oh,
the
country. Oh, we
expect
you to disagree with us. That's
well,
what I said, what I just said.
Yeah, and, okay, so other than appointing conservative Supreme Court justices and taking a hard stance on abortion, which is a promise that he made to the right, the hard right that supported him, evangelical Christians. But well, he didn't make it to Pence. Everybody gives I don't know why people vilify Mike Pence. He's not quite as powerful as people think.
How many reasons do you want me to give you for that?
Well, yeah, I don't think he's a bad guy. But in any case, this president, Trump, has been way more moderate than I think a lot of conservative presidents in the past. And I'll give you some examples of that. And actually brought the Republicans to be more moderate in their positions. And the primary example of that is prison reform. The prison reform bill that he drafted is very, very moderate. The fact that he is the first administration that has spoken out about all of the atrocities committed on gay people around the world, that is a huge deal. He just,
wait,
you know,
what?
People don't. Yeah,
he
see,
is
this
no
is the problem.
Of the gays. The Supreme
Victoria,
Court
you are
next
dead.
Week. No,
you are dead wrong about that. Type in what happened a month ago with Rick Grenell, who leads his administration in this fight. And Rick Grenell is a gay man who is the ambassador to Germany. And the Trump administration a month ago drafted executive order legislation that now makes us kind of the policemen of the world, that any country that is killing people for being gay or jailing and imprisoning people for being gay will be penalized by the United States. No other administration, including the Obama administration, ever was that had enough cojones to actually go after other
see that being forced.
I mean, here's what I would
right
add
now. The problem
to that.
Is no one will ever report it, and people who don't like Trump won't ever believe it. So,
all right,
it's
so here's
happening.
The. I'm going to put a cap on it by sort of underscoring what Jennifer just said with two gay couples that I know. Both of them live across the street from me. One of them is directly across the street. The other one is next to. And with these gay men. All of them enthusiastically support Trump. And we don't have many political conversations, but it's interesting that they do. They're both the couples are friends, obviously, we have these conversations and they both will happily tell you that they think Trump is a very good
and that's a financial thing, because I have literally more gay friends than straight friends, and there is absolutely, I don't know if it's an age thing or if that's just a socioeconomic thing, but that's, that sounds like
40s and 50s there.
That sounds like that's a money thing, because I don't know, on any policy there are no gay friends that we have that can even stomach what Trump has done. And Pence,
I mean, truly, what
Pence
has he done?
Especially.
All right, guys, we have to end the conversation there for now, anyway.
I know, but I'm just curious, because I feel like sometimes there's a lot of bad
information. I have to do a commercial.
Fine, do your commercial.
Okay. Let's talk about struggling to get things going in your life every day. Are you having a tough time tackling your tasks as you start the day, work through the day, finish the day? Do you need more in the morning, especially to increase your drive? Here's the solution that has been apparently around for a while. I didn't know that. I had not heard of Nugenix before they started to advertise on this program. But thanks to Nugenix, I've started taking it. I don't need a lot of help to feel better, because I'm a pretty happy guy and I got lots of energy. As the ladies would be happy to tell you, I've always been the sort of person when I was around others in the early morning, oh, it's you again. So if you want that energy to start the day and keep your day going, Nugenix is available. Free bottle. Try it. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's FORCE to 321-321.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Sting fan. I've always been a fan of the Police. But if you're a fan of the Police, you're a fan of Sting. Right, pretty much that's the way it works. Sting has announced a Las Vegas residency, and that's what we start off with as we focus on music here for a few moments on the DJV program. Jennifer Victoria Carey, you have the same opinion about Sting as I do?
I love Sting. I've seen him live probably maybe 3 times.
Have
he's
you?
Really, really great. Yeah. I kind of grew up being a Sting fan.
Yeah.
I also think he's really hot. He could be like 100, and I still think he was hot. Yeah. He is in such good shape. I met him once. Oh, my God. He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not my entire reason for being a fan, but it's a show.
Really, she likes to watch him for a couple hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you can do that at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. The song is called Sting My Songs. The show will present a compendium of Sting's songs. That's what the press release says.
Does he have enough dynamic for a residency?
Oh, yeah. All the Police, songs and his own solo stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tickets for this 16-night run go on sale the 3rd of next month, which is, I think, a week from tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Fans will need to be patient because the first show doesn't take place till next May. That is 2020.
Wow.
Running through September in 2020. It's quite possible they will add shows if the demand is high. They haven't released complete information on tickets, but they are saying that tickets start at $59 and there will be a limited number of VIP meet and greet packages as well. What do those cost? $1,000? You get in there?
I don't know. I don't think they've announced pricing yet, but yeah, probably something like that.
So let's compare a different idea of what tickets cost. Journey's charging $109 for the worst seats in their Caesars Palace show and $1,000 for the second row. James Taylor, a bit more affordable. Worst seats going for $87, the best for $750. The high-priced seats often have meet and greets attached to them. Sting, by the way, latest in a long line of classic rockers who have announced a limited residency in Vegas. Aerosmith just kicked off their Deuces Are Wild show at the MGM. John Fogerty began playing the Venetian in 2016, now plays at the Wynn Encore Theater. Santana has been part of the scene since began playing at the Hard Rock, so the joint in the Hard Rock Hotel, 2009. Rod Stewart's been playing at Caesars since 2011. Some of the old-school Vegas acts like Wayne Newton still on the scene. Tom Jones hasn't played in years there. Donnie and Maria are concluding their show after a number of years. I bet you Tom Jones comes back again, though. Don Cashane. No, was that The Strangers in the Night? All right. You talk about sounding old. You'll find, this is surprising maybe coming from me, I think Wayne Newton sounds, the music itself even sounds old. It's not smooth. I don't know. I've kind of always liked him as a jock. I used to play a lot of his music, but maybe it's the way he looks that turns me off.
I don't think anyone's disagreeing with you about how old he sounds.
Okay, Sheryl Crow in the focus, along with Dierks Bentley. They're going to play Marty Stewart's Late Night Jam this year, held annually on the eve of the CMA Fest in Nashville. Marty Stewart's Late Night Jam, proven to be one of the most eclectic events every year. 18th edition of the concert, kind of freewheeling, set for Wednesday the 5th of June at the Ryman. Include performances from Steve Miller, Sheryl Crow, Dierks Bentley, and Tyler Childers, who's an up-and-comer. I've never really considered Steve Miller to be a country act. Have you? Anybody think Steve Miller's a country act? No. I want to see him. He's in town here this summer. Of all the people that have announced, he's the one I want to see, actually. So anyway, the tour, there's a lot of stuff going on with all these guys. That's cool. Marty Stewart curating the first three artists in residence events, Country Music Hall of Fame, on September 11th. Stewart is joining Emmylou Harris and the Wynton Marsalis Orchestra at Jazz and Lincoln Festival, Lincoln Center tonight for the first three concerts, to include live entertainment, a sneak peek at clips from Ken Burns' documentary, Country Music. That ought to be pretty interesting. 28 after the hour on the DJV Show. Deep down
inside. How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House in 2020 will grow again today, as former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is expected to formally begin. He'll become the 20th candidate to have announced. It's been reported that Biden will do so with an online video that's to be released shortly. 76-year-old Biden will follow up with a big campaign rally in Pittsburgh on Monday. Community members near Crystal Lake, Illinois, are mourning the death of a 5-year-old Crystal Lake boy believed murdered by his parents. This woman was one of hundreds who attended some separate vigils in Crystal Lake and Woodstock last night to remember Andrew A.J. Friend.
He's been brought back. He hasn't been brought home, but he's been brought back, and we're going to take care of him.
His body found in a shallow grave yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Or to tune up the issues of the day, discussions of the day, America's first listen to what's going on for this Thursday, the 25th of April, around the country and around the world. We are the DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We haven't had a vote yet on who would be the vice president of the gang. I'm the president, but we have not had a vote on vice presidential.
If you're the president, good luck. We'll find out.
You know, really?
Do you know how hard it would be to keep you in line?
Oh. All right, Victoria, try to keep me in line. What's the first story here of the half hour?
Well, let's do a really fun, positive story. How about let's talk about some teachers, and specifically the National Teacher of the Year has been revealed for 2019, and his name is Rodney Robinson. He teaches social studies and history at Virgie Binford Education Center. Now, that may not sound like a school, but it is, and it happens to be in Richmond, Virginia, and it happens to be inside the Juvenile Detention Center. His lessons focus on helping his students become socially conscious citizens who make the most out of their second chance. And he stresses that his students are just like any other teenagers. He said there is no difference just because they happen to be in juvie. He said they like cheesy teenage stuff like Teen Wolf and Hannah are their favorite shows. But he said they just made mistakes and they're paying for those mistakes. And so he has been someone who believes that America is a country of second chances. And in order for them to achieve that and to get the second chance, they deserve a quality education. And that is what Rodney Robinson is trying to do. He says that he was always taught to pay it forward and bring it down to the next generation. He said he held lessons from his mother, who had five children and ran an in-home daycare center. And he said that has always been close to his heart, and that is what made him want to be a teacher. And he said that his mother always taught us that every child deserves the proper amount of love to get what he or she needs. That was my first lesson in equity. And he said, and so I try to treat my students with whatever they need to be successful. And so some need more, some need less, but he said, I'm going to be there no matter what. And he said, to create an equitable culture in the classroom. And he said, as a matter of fact, my kids often help those that need more just to ease my burden. So he said that he has had a lot of success with his teaching methods and to be in juvenile hall there and to be recognized on a national level as the Teacher of the Year is a pretty big honor. And so I think that it's worth, you know, there are so many amazing teachers in this country, and there are so many teachers who leave a lasting impact on us and for the rest of our lives. And it's so nice that the kids in juvenile hall are not just being, you know, forgotten about, and that they really they're getting an education that they really hopefully will set them up once they get released, will set them up for success in the future. And that's what Rodney Robinson says is his whole goal. So congratulations to him.
So, yes, congratulations, anybody who gets that recognition. I think he's right when he says everybody deserves a second chance.
Especially kids at that age. They need structure and education.
Yeah. Well, so the thing that takes me back a little is using a phrase that you had in that information. The phrase socially responsible when it comes to education always kind of it jars me a bit, because I don't know what the definition for that is. I remember back in the day when I was teaching, I taught on the secondary level for 4 years. I taught at college level for a couple of years after that. And I tended to stick to meat and potatoes. And I've always maintained that I think, although I like the STEAM focus that we have now, but meat and potatoes is an educated... It's impossible.
Were you a culinary teacher?
No, you wouldn't want me to be a culinary. That would be a short course.
A lot of weird stews with old ingredients. Yeah. I understand. No.
Oh, I put I put spaghetti with SpaghettiOs and tomato soup last night.
So, ew!
Where did you even get SpaghettiOs from?
You can still get them. We have
he has a can from when
Trader,
his kids were young.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Why would you buy
Trader Joe's? No, just a minute.
So
Trader Joe's.
Wait, so you specifically bought it to add with your spaghetti and cheese? Because
that
makes me feel worse.
That's gross.
Come on. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back to
you're such a
teachers.
Bachelor.
Socially responsible. People coming to my house said, this looks
is
like
that
a
the word I was looking for?
Hello.
Also, out of all the things at Trader Joe's that you can buy, they have so many delicious frozen meals that you can make. And you bought SpaghettiOs?
Well, Trader Joe's, I think that's what they call it. It comes in a yellow can.
So was it in a can?
Yeah, it was in a can.
And then you mix that with regular spaghetti? Because SpaghettiOs sauce has a very different flavor from regular
spaghetti sauce. Well, but I modified it. Trader Joe's also has a tomato bisque sort of soup.
So you just dumped SpaghettiOs into soup, and that was your dinner.
Yeah. Well, but I had spaghetti with it, too.
Oh,
right,
my
can
God.
We go back to soap?
You started this.
I know.
I know.
Let's go back to socially responsible for a minute. and what that term.
From socially responsible to SpaghettiOs.
I don't know, but that dinner wasn't socially responsible.
No,
I was talking about. Wait a minute. Okay, if you want to wind it back, I said when I was teaching school in the secondary level for 4 years and the college level for 2 years, and then Jennifer piped in. With something
sorry.
About...
He was talking about meat and potatoes, and you asked
meat
if you
potatoes.
Yeah, I asked if you were a culinary teacher.
Yeah, so that was Jennifer's fault. All of this is Jennifer's time. Right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, socially responsible teaching has gotten us to a place that's a little sketchy, I think, these days. I think teachers, in order to be hired in many districts, have to have a sort of a political bona fide or a CV... that I find distasteful and to the almost irrelevant, but yet they seem to be carrying the day. College level, I get. College is a different thing. You get all kinds of cuckamongas who, you know, there's this, there still is. There's a story floating around about Yale because of, I think it was maybe Kamala Harris or Pocahontas. One of them said something about the diversity requirements. And so there have been some people studying Yale for diversity hires, and there apparently are 70 people on the staff at Yale who are diversity, vice president in this department for diversity in that department. And I may be a little sensitive to it because our mayor in Framingham is black, and her first time around for being in a position like this, and she's been making a mess of pretty much everything. And so, but she's called for a diversity officer, which in and of itself is not a problem for me, except that Framingham, if you were to look it up, is one of the most diverse communities in the country. And whether we get that way by accident or whether, but there are other things that need to be addressed, it seems to me, and I'm going to back it up a little bit to the Yale thing, and then back it up to this the teacher of the year. I'm not trying to take away from him, but I think that we have so many things that are non-educational that become part of the curriculum or part of the focus. There are 7 hours a day in public school that are, that in my estimation, ought to be aimed at getting people to understand how to do their math properly, how to speak and create a sentence and be able to communicate properly, how to be able to think, and I don't mean in an abstract sense. So I don't want to make a whole big deal out of this, but I do think that as we look at the future and what sort of we need, this country has become so diverse, and there are so many different needs, and there's so much money being spent on alternate educational needs, and I put that in quotation marks, whether it's special ed or whether it's language, speaking English as a second language, that kind of stuff. That we've gotten away from the basics, and that's why we've had the dumbing down of America that we've had. I just think it was food for thought for me, at any rate. Today is World Malaria Day, breakthrough moment for the treatment of malaria. This is good news. A couple of days before the announcement of World Malaria Day today, doctors in sub-Saharan Africa have begun immunizing children with the world's first malaria vaccine. Very important. You know, I think I've told the story about being at Mother Teresa's hospital a number of years ago in Eritrea. Was it Eritrea? I don't remember where it was, but somewhere in on the Horn, sub-Saharan Africa. And half the kids in there were under the age of 18, dying of malaria or AIDS, one or the other. And to look at that across the vast sea, there were hundreds of children in this hospital in beds just waiting to die. Malaria is a horrible death. It's a horrible disease. So they've been trying to find for years the medicine that could save the lives of these thousands, tens of thousands of children. So a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact, I think it was 2016, the world experienced 216 million new cases of malaria. I have no idea how much of a problem this is in areas where mosquitoes just run rampant.
We're so lucky that we don't really fully understand the severity of this.
Right.
But
it's very bad.
It's horrible.
Very, very, very bad. Malaria is not contagious. It's like most, whether you realize it or not, when we're looking at this part of the world, when you look at the death rate of children, it's two things. either mosquito bites that cause malaria or dysentery that causes diarrhea, and diarrhea kills you. Who thinks in the modern world that diarrhea will kill people? There are tens of thousands of youngsters under the age of four who get dysentery, and they just, they get nothing for them, they die. So it's a very, this is an important announcement. It's an important thing. So we acknowledge World Malaria Day today. All right, next up on the docket here, some television news. Jennifer's going to give us a rundown of what's on tonight. The Designated Survivor series, which has moved from ABC over to Netflix, launch date is June 7th, according to the info that comes from Netflix this week. They wrapped up production of it a week or so ago. So what does that mean? How many episodes I didn't get out of what I saw?
I think it's a full season.
It's a full season, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So that's good. He's on the road starting next week, appearing with his music. He's decided he wants to tour this summer. He did last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's been doing that the last couple of years, yep.
An interesting story about him at People Magazine. Kiefer in People Magazine as a focus on what he's accomplished as an actor and now wants to be out on the road. He's also doing that cooking stuff, which is kind of...
videos on how to spread salmonella all over your kitchen. It drives me crazy. I love him, and I love watching his cooking videos because I find them somewhat soothing. Right. But at the same time, he never washes his hands, and he touches raw chicken and raw beef and then touches everything in his kitchen. So it just, I think I drive Kara crazy because every time I watch him, I'm like, he just spread salmonella again. He's got salmonella all over his kitchen.
And by the way, that is his kitchen. You can go online and see a picture of his house.
Someone's with a shaky iPhone cam filming it.
All right, Jennifer, what do we have that's new on TV tonight?
Well, it's a sad day for me because Gotham is coming to an end tonight. The series finale will jump ahead 10 years. We will see Bruce Wayne make his full revolution into Batman. We'll see the Penguin, the Joker, and the Riddler all fully realize who they are. So that'll be kind of fun tonight if you're a Gotham fan. The series finale is on.
Are they all related?
At 8 o'clock. What do you mean?
Spoiler.
Are they all related?
You said they're going to reveal who they are.
Bruce Wayne's an only child, and I don't think he had cousins, so no, they're not related.
They're just all through the series. This is about the beginning stages of Batman and about the bad guys. And so now they're going to fully realize the characters that we all came to know in the comic books and in the movies. All right. Also today, if you're a football fan, it is the NFL football draft round one. The Arizona Cardinals get the number one pick overall. That'll happen on ESPN. You can find it on NFL Network on ABC. So you can check that out tonight if you're a football fan. BBC America has the season premiere of Top Gear. That's at 9 o'clock, season number 26. Holy smokes. Will feature Matt LeBlanc and Chris Harris. The season finale of Supernatural is on CW tonight. Let's take a look and see what else is on the networks. You can get a full brand new night. ABC is going to have draft programming all night long, so cash out on ABC. Nightline, they'll have it 10 o'clock after the draft is over. It'll happen from Nashville, but CBS is all new tonight with The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Life in Pieces, and SWAT. Fox, as I mentioned, the finale of Gotham will happen at 8, followed by the season 2 finale of The Orville. That should come back, I believe. That'll happen at 9 o'clock, so you can check that out.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. It's 10 before the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tech Talk time on the DJV Get Together. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to bring us through a couple of important stories from the world of technology as it affects you, the average person who's using all this stuff. So let's see here if we can do some cord cutting. What do you say, Victoria? Can we find a way to do some cord cutting?
Yeah, well, Fuse Media, which if you have cable, you have Fuse TV. Most people who have cable have Fuse TV. That is going to come to an end because Fuse Media has filed for bankruptcy, citing that the transformation in the pay TV marketplace has resulted in declining revenues for them. Basically, they're blaming cord cutters. Fuse Media is based in Glendale, California, which I think is right near Jen, right? Glendale?
Yeah, it's right.
It's actually the largest independently owned cable television network, or was, and it focused on reaching millennials and a multicultural audience. Fuse Media employs about 100 full-time employees. It also operates the music-centric FM and digital platform Fuse.tv. And according to the bankruptcy documents, Fuse generated $114 million in net revenue last year, primarily through affiliate fees and advertising revenue. However, the bankruptcy has been brought on by rapid changes in the media marketplace. Particularly, they cite competition from Netflix, Hulu, and other video on demand services. And also, Fuse Media is not on Sling or PlayStation View, which is what I have to replace cable. So a lot of people are basically who cut the cord are no longer paying into the cable carrying fees, which is what that's basically how cable networks make their money. So Fuse Media says each quarter that they receive less revenue from its traditional pay TV distribution partners. And essentially, as people just get rid of cable in general, they're no longer paying for Fuse TV. So this is probably going to be disbanded very quickly. They also have a ton of debt. They have $242 million in outstanding principal balances on their senior notes, and they have unsecured creditors. Fuse lists Showtime Networks, Buena Vista Television, Universal Studios, Comcast, and MGM as each being owed hundreds of thousands of dollars from Fuse. So that is the end of Fuse. No
see
more
you
Fuse
later,
television.
Alligator.
Yep. Unfortunately. Yep. Yep. See you later.
The iPhone 11 in the focus now, which, according to the stories that are floating around, will have a much different camera setup than the iPhone 10. Let's find out how that's going to work.
The Geek Out.
We're getting to that time of year where speculation about the next iPhone kicks into high gear, and always one of the earliest clues comes from companies in China that make cases for iPhones, and pics begin to leak out that reveal shapes and features, and that's what happened last week. Pictures on the site SlashLeaks of what appears to be cases for the iPhone 11 adds to the speculation the camera array in the next iPhone will have a triple camera setup, something that's been rumored for some time. Now, other changes rumored revolve around updates for guts for more speed, possibly support for the Apple Pencil, and potentially all iPhones dropping 3D Touch. Now, if you want to see the spy pics of the iPhone 11 case, we've posted links to it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Way more information than anybody else has. Get it?
Follow my drift here. Spaghetti, oh my gosh.
That's a different sort of science than technology. All right, so Waymo is going to build some cars in Detroit City. That's good news for the folks in Detroit.
It is good news for Detroit. The mayor of Detroit's very happy about this. So Waymo is going to, they're actually currently remodeling a car factory in Detroit, and the company plans on starting operations this summer. It will create up to 400 jobs with a capital investment of about $13 million. And they are making their level 4 autonomous vehicles, and they'll be able to handle all the driving under certain conditions. And one of the main reasons they went to Detroit is because all of their self-driving technology has been tested out in Arizona and California, where it's flat and warm and there's no snow. And so now they can actually test out their technology with Detroit City rough winters. And we know if you've ever been to Detroit in the winter, it is no joke. And so they really are trying to figure out how their autonomous self-driving vehicles can navigate these types of winter conditions, because the sensors and everything are just, they weren't built for that. So they're going to be making Fiat Chrysler automobiles and specifically the Pacifica hybrid minivans.
Good. That's good. Good, good, good. Good news for Detroit. Good news for Michigan. Good news for America. Good news for that sort of car lover. 59.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.